Daf is Daf Kuf Zayin. So we got to the bottom of Kuf Vav Amar Beis. The Mishnah says, "Hamakamel Sada Michavero Lizara Saorim." Person accepts upon himself a person's field to plant barley. Lo Yizrena Chitim. He's not allowed to change and plant wheat. And Chitim Yizrena Besarim. But if he takes upon himself to do wheat, he is allowed to switch over to Saorim. The reason is because the Saorim, or rather the Chitim, take a much more of a hit on the land. So if you say do Saorim, you're going to end up doing Chitim. That's not fair. That's going to worsen the land. But to go from Chita to Saorim, which actually don't ruin the land as much, that would be permissible. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oser, he says, regardless of the direction you're changing in, this is forbidden to change what you had suggested. So then the Mishnah says, Tavua lo yizrenu kitnis yizrenu tavua. You are not allowed to change from planting grains to beans, but beans to grains would be permitted. Again, the same reason as before, because one is worse for the land than the other. But yet again, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oser, he says, you are not allowed to change over from one to something else. The Gemara wants to know, Amr of Chisim, I time the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Meaning the Tanakhama makes sense. If you're going to use something that's going to be less, take less of a toll on the land, that makes sense. So why doesn't Rabbi Shimon Gamliel allow you to do this? So he explains, Dichsiv, the Pasuk tells us that She'eris Yisrael lo yase avla, they don't do anything that's incorrect. Lo yidabru kazav, they don't speak anything false. Lo yimta b'fiyam lashon tarmis, lashon also a sheker. So we as Yidden, we always speak the truth. So if you say you're doing one thing, don't change your mind. Even though it might be beneficial for the landlord, you shouldn't change your mind. Meisive, Gemara asks a question from a Gemara actually earlier in Bamatzia. Migvas perm le perm vein medaktke medavar. You collect money for a perm for the purpose of matanos lev yonim, so it can only be used for matanos lev yonim, for sudas perm, cannot be used for something else. Ein medakting medavar is machlokas, what that means. According to some, what that means is you don't give exact amounts. You give, a guy asks for $10, you give him $15. While others say it means you don't pay attention to who is considered an ani, whether he's an usher, you give to anybody who asks, and that's pretty much the custom nowadays. Anybody who comes to your door on perm, there's an Indian to give everyone something at least. Vein ha'ani rashai likach man ritzula sandalo, and now the ani who now has the money, the matanos lev yonim, cannot buy even if he needs a shoelace. He's not allowed to buy it. Elam kein hisna b'mayim anshi ha'ir, unless he has the consent of the entire tzedakah funds of that board, let's say, so then he can't change it otherwise. Divrei Rabbi Yaakov shamar mishum Rabbi Meir. So you have to give, it was given for perm, and it can't be used for anything else. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel argues, and he's makel, he's lenient in regards to the collecting of money. So Rashi says on the top of Kuf Zayin that Af Agav de Mishane, even though you change, you was collected for perm and you're buying a Ritzula Sandalo, he's permitted Lo Savar de Makbin in the Shemide de Lo Chaserbe. The guy doesn't really care. The guy is trying to help out the Ani. Do I really care whether he uses it for Sudas Perm or uses it for his shoe? It doesn't make a difference to me. It's Tzedakah. So here, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel allows you to change, but the Mishnah, he says, you're not allowed to change. So Amar Bai says, Taima de Rabbi Shimon is Kida de Mar. What is Mar? Say, Amar Mar, Haiman de Nichle de Tisvor Are, Lizre Shasa Chita, de Shasa Sare. This person wants to destroy his land, according to Rashi. Rashi says, de Tisvor, Shetase Bora, make it Boros, to make it empty pits, to destroy it. Shol Yitzmechu Zeronel. You know, if you want the recipe for ruining your land, you should plant 1 year wheat. Then the next year plant the sora, and then shasa shasi, 1 year do one direction, the shasi are of the next year do another direction, and this way you're going to really ruin your land. And so that's what his concern was. Rabban Shimon Gamliel's concern was not because you're changing your minds, because when you switch over different meaning, you're ruining the land. The land's like confused. It's schizophrenic.
Nowadays it's the other way
around. Ah, so Tosa asks that question. Tosa says,
because each one is consumes different types
minerals and
minerals,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what Tosas asks, actually. We'll get there in a second. So then the Gemara says, V'lo amrin, this is only true, elo delo kari v'tani. If you didn't plow over, meaning if I did a year of wheat, and then I didn't plow over, get rid of all the wheat leftovers, so then it's a problem to then mix in barley. Aval kari v'tani less than ba. But if I, after doing a year of wheat, I plow everything, clean it out, and then I do a year of barley, that actually won't ruin the land. So Tosas asks Ricky's question. Tosas on the top says, he quotes Rashi, and then he quotes two lines down, the kosher. The Adraba. Kachi regilis shel of the Adama. This is what all the farmers do. Shazorin shana chitin, rishana sorin. Uch shazorin also shnei shanam chitin, ritufin, osorin miskakalat. If you do 2 years straight of chita or barley, it actually ruins it. The chain nami mashma vishile cheskas abatim. We're going to see this next mesechta we're doing, Baba Basra. Gavi echad amar achle chitin, vechad amar lachle sorin. One guy says, I ate wheat, the other guy says, I ate barley. Look at the Rashbam there. So therefore, says Tosos Lachach Yeshlomar Haiman Debay Shetesh Sadeh Hashuva. No, what the Amar Mar is saying in the Gemara doesn't mean the Tisbor, what he wanted to destroy the field. He means if you want to make your field chashuv and a greater quality, that's then you should do this whole process of planting, switching off, going this direction, going that direction. That's pshat in the Gemara according to Shitas Tosfos.
If you go, if you want to
say
Lekach Aser Rashbag, like 4 lines
again. Lekach Aser Rashbag, Kishamr Lazar Achita and Shlo Yisra Sorin, because it's supposed to be a year of Sorin. You're doing the wrong year. This was supposed to be a Achita year. The guy's doing a Sorin year, which is supposed to do it. That's the reason why Rashbag says it's about ruining the land, not about keeping your word. Now, end of the day, you still have to keep to your word, though. Even though we're rejecting that's not the Svar of Rashbag, there is still a certain thing of Shlo Te Avla on the Peh of a Yid.
I'm disregarding the land, right?
No, because the farmer said we made a lease agreement. The lease agreement said that you're going to put chita this year. That's what we agreed. Now you're going to put seora in the yield. I didn't agree to that. I wasn't leasing my land out
right,
for that.
But he said in the mission that he could, if he did switch according to one chita, would be okay. In other words, he said, if he did one way...
That was a Tanakama. Tanakama was okay with that. We're trying to explain to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel why he says it's not allowed.
So according to Tanakama, the guy could never have a Taina, the Balabas could never have a Taina. I don't care that the fact
that... For Tanakama, so this whole doesn't hold true for him. Yeah. He thinks the given year is about that that current year, will it ruin the land or not ruin the land for that given year.
I'm not telling the Balabas at all.
Exactly. Okay, Gemara says the two dots, Tavua lo yizrenu kitnis. So Masi la Rav Yehuda la Rabin. So they taught this brisa to Rabin. The Tvua Yizrena Kitnis. They had a different girsa. If you wanted to plant grain, you are allowed to switch to kitnis. So Amar Lei b'Vahana Tan. Doesn't our mission have the girsa Tvua lo Yizrena Kitnis? So Amar Lei Lokasha Halon Halu. Depends whether referring to us here in Bavel or them in Eretz Yisrael. What's the difference? Rashi explains five narrow lines down. Halon Haluhu Masnis in Eretz Yisrael. We know the Mishnah is written in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's where it's referring to. Shehi Makom Harim, it's a place of mountains and rocks, as we know. Vikol Mechash Lekhasha Da'ara. There's not so much deep land. You go a few inches down, you're going to hit some rock in Eretz Yisrael. So the land's very weak to start with. So therefore, you can't switch around Tavua and Kitnis. That's going to ruin the land. But Anon here, Hash Bebavel in Babel, Kaiminan, that's where we live. Shimetsula Vetavua Bebatse Amayim. There's a lot of water running through here. And Vileka Lamechash Lekhasha Da'ara. We're not concerned that this land is going to get ruined. So Hilkach Mishana Mechomakom, you can always change Sheyir to Mikitnis Latuva to Lakitnis. That's the difference. But yet still, even though in Bavel it's allowed to switch around, Rav Shimon says Asur to switch even in Bavel. Okay. Gemara says Amar Lei Rav Yehuda Le Rabin Bar Rav Nachman Rabin Achi. So Rav Yehuda is referring to Rabin, my dear brother. Honey Tachli De Be Kisna Ein Behem Mishum Gezel. These things that grow amongst the flax. I don't know how you call flaxing, but flax plants, let's say. These things that grow in between, which are some type of weeds, there's no concern of gezel. So Rashi says that Ein ben mishum gezel l'chol habav okun. You come into my backyard and take out these things between my flax rows, it's not gezel l'fishu mashbiach hazad bayim. It actually makes it better for me. They're weeds. They're taking away from my pishtan. And shemaf seed and pishtan yosu al damea. So you're allowed to take it. It's not gezel. You're actually doing me a tova by pulling them out. But om dos al gevulim. But if these tachle, whatever they are on the border, not in between my pishan rows. So then yeshmem mushum gezel, then that's gezel because the fact that they're on the side, it's not affecting my pishan. I actually want them there and there is some benefit to having them. I don't know what purpose, I don't know what type of food this is, but to pull them out of my borders, that would be mushum gezel. Vim hukshu lezara, let's say these tachle, these things stayed in the ground amongst the pishan for a long time to the point where they began to get hard now. Now they're used as zera, can be used, I guess, to replant things or to be eaten as seeds. I don't know exactly what they are. So then, filu debe kisna, even if they are among my pishan, yeshba mishum gezel, that would be us to pull them out amongst my pishan. Why? Didn't we say before it's good to remove them? Because my time and my dafsin afsin. Since it was in the ground for so long, whatever's been lost has been lost. There's no further damage it could do. So now once it's there, leave it there and let it continue to dry out and harden so I could use it for zera, for whatever that means, for planting things, for my animals eating, whatever the purpose is. Okay. So then the Gemara says another statement. This is a theme here. Amalei Rav Yehuda l'Rabin bar Rav Nachman. Again, Rabin Achi. He says, my dear brother, Rabin. Honey, dili, dilach, v'dilach, dili. They apparently lived on the same, they bordered their neighboring houses. And your tree is my tree, and my tree is your tree. And we share, So nag b'nei matzra, let's keep practice the halachas of a neighbors, that ilan hanote lakan ulakan, hanote lakan ulakan, that if a tree is, let's say, you know, going on both sides of the fence here, some roots are going to your field, some roots are going to my field, so what's the halacha? So the itmar ilan ha'omed al ha'metzar, if a tree is on the border between two neighbors, the halacha is amar rav, hanote lakan, lakan. So that which the roots are from one end, if the roots are coming from, even though the tree might be in my yard, but the roots are coming from your yard, that really goes bust of the roots, where the roots are coming from. And the roots that are in my yard, but the trees in your yard, that's really lakan, that it really goes bust of the roots. So that's what Rav says regarding this machlokas of what's the status of a tree that's really boarding our houses here. But Shmuel Amar Yacholk, and Shmuel argues and says, no, you're supposed to split any of the fruits that come out, you're supposed to split. So let's see that in Rashi, just to get some clarity there. Rashi says, around halfway down Rashi's, Dili dilach, mine is yours, vidilach dili, and yours are mine. Yesh bilanosai sheperos shelcha, there are some of my trees that the fruits are really yours, and bilanosecha, some of your trees, which the peros are really sheli, are really mine. How so? Shestosenu zulazu smuchos, our fields are next to each other. Vametzarim gvoim, the borders apparently are high up, I don't know, it must be a mound of some sort. Vilanos netun behem, and the trees are planted in this elevated border. Yeshmem netun bishali, some are planted in my field. Shesharshein kafufa v'natu kul l'toch sadecha, even though the tree is in my land, the roots are actually going towards your field. V'yontun mishachan, is drawing nourishment from yours. And v'yesh b'shecha, there's some of your trees that shenutun l'toch shali, that are for mine. V'yontun marzi. So let's practice what the halacha is between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says you go bust of the roots, and Shmuel says you divide all the fruits evenly. That's the machlokas they were talking about. They didn't say had a paskin. So the Gemara normally say, Rav and Shmuel, what's halacha? Rav and Shmuel? Shmuel, but dinim, when it comes to dinim, choshim mishpat, you follow Shmuel, so this is a din of choshim mishpat. So you have paskin like Shmuel, that's where the ein mishpat has a letter next to a Shmuel that chalkin. You're supposed to divide the peros. So the Gemara asks a question, meisive. Ilan ha'omed al ha'metzar, yachloku, tiyuf tadirav. There's a mefurish brisa here that if it's on the border, you split it in half. How could Rav say, no, you go based on where the roots are? It's, clearly, you're supposed to split it. So Targum HaShmuel, Shmuel comes, I'll leave it to Rav. We have this a few places where Shmuel comes to defend his partner, his counterpartner here, to defend Rav. No, Bimimale Kol HaMetzer Kulo. So what's Pshat here? So Rashi says, Bimimale Kol HaMetzer Shenotin Shurashin Lakan Lakan. It's a situation, no, where the tree is equally on both sides, the roots are coming from both ends, then that's when even Rav will agree Yachloku. The discussion above was when the roots are really only in one field, the tree's here, but the roots are really from the other field. That's when Rav says you go bust of the shirashim, you go based on the roots. But Eina Chanam, he'll agree, if they're both splitting the roots on both sides, then it would be Yachloku. That's how Shmuel defends Rav's position. So Ihachi, that's the case, Ma'il Memo, it's the Chiddush. Of course, if the roots are half here and half there, of course you'd do Yachloku. Who would think otherwise? The Bison needs to tell me that? The Gemara says, "Latricha de tale tona lechad gisa." The situation is where some of the fruits are really weighing on one side more than the other. So even though the roots are being split evenly, the fruit are really growing towards one side more than the other. So maybe in this case, you would think that whoever side the fruit's going to, he should really have more. So the Gemara says, "Wait 1 second here." Vakati, my man, what's the chiddush there? Of course, we don't go based on the fruits; we go based on the roots. So the Gemara says, how the same, but what would you say? Darmalei plog hachi, maybe he says divide this way. So what does it mean divide this way? Rashi says, plog hachi, tol ata chetzi ashetz lecha, v'ani chetzi etzli. Maybe what he'll say is that maybe the fruit that are hanging on my side I keep, and the fruit that's hanging on your side you should keep. So it's not going to be 50-50, it's going to be more like 75-25, let's say. Maybe everyone agrees you divide it. But where do you draw the line of dividing it? Divide it, whatever's hanging on my property should be mine. That's what the Havamina here. Gemara says, "Kamash Milan, Damar Le, Mai Chazit Tepal Gitzhachi, Plog Hachi." Who says to divide it that way? Divide it this way. So Rashi explains, "Plog Hachi, La'aver Rochev, labor the width of the Sade, Chalaka Ilan." Who says to do it that way? Ima Medes Hasade Mizrach Umarav Yachloku also Ilan Tafen V'Darom. If it's running this way, east to west, let's say, so maybe divide it this way, whereby we're getting half and half. You just have the image in your mind. So this, most of the fruits are this way, and less fruits are that way. If you divide it this way, this guy's obviously getting more. But divide it that way, so then it's going to be equal on both sides. So that's what they're learning from this, how exactly to do the division, but to push it, that there should be a division here.
It's interesting here, because here's the Bab Basra says that one of the takanas of Yeshua was that you go after where the trees, not after where the
roots. Ah, so you're mechavin again to a actually, it's a different tosis here. Tosa earlier says that. The Tosa is Dir Maschel Ilan. But you know, quotes, it's really Tosa is Dir Maschel Ilan that halfway down he talks about that one. So the Gemara says, yeah, Tosa asks, halfway down Dir Maschel Ilan, he addresses that Gemara in Bava
Basra. He answers that only if part of the roots are on both sides. If completely the roots are on one side, then you go basar the root, even according to the Katatak.
Okay. Fine. The Gemara now says another statement. Amalei Rav Yehuda leRabin by Rav Nachman. Again, Rabin Achi, my brother Rabin, lo tizvan ara dismicha lamasa. I'm giving you a good advice. Don't buy a property that's adjacent to the city. Why? Damar Rav Yebohu, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Aser lo leAdam sheyamor al sade chavero. A person to stand over a guy's field while everything is in full capacity. Why is that? So says Rashi, around 10 lines up, you're going to give an ayin hara by looking at the guy's field. What a beautiful garden and a beautiful orchard. It's aser. So now if you place your field adjacent to the city, everyone's going to be walking out and looking at your nice fruit and trees. It's going to be an ayin hara for you. So, Aini, is this really true? V'hor ashkechinu Rabbi Abba, the Talmidei de Rav. Rabbi Abba once found the Talmidei de Rav, Amar Lahu, that he was saying to them, that, my Amar Rav, b'hani kra, what is Rav, what does your Rabbi Rav do with the following psukim? Baruch atah ba'ir, baruch atah b'sada, baruch atah b'vayach, baruch atah b'tzeisecha. This pasuk, what's he doing with them? This is a pasuk that's found in the Chukosai, right before the Tochacha. So, Amar Lahu, they said to him, Hachi Amar Rav, our Rabbi Rav says as follows. Baruch atah ba'ir, she beis chasamach lebeis haknesses, that your house should be close to the ear, which is a reference to the shul. Baruch atah b'sadeh, she'i nichsecha krovim l'ir, that your workplace should be close to where you live. So that's where the question is going to be. Right, in benching also, yeah, that's probably yinuch nechasim, right, the bracha of the oreach. Baruch atah b'voach amin shelo timsa ishtecha savik nida b'shas b'yaschem in aderach, when you come back home, your wife shouldn't be a savik nida. And baruch atah b'tzeisecha, when you leave, sheyem tzeitzei me'acha k'moscha, that your tzeisecha, that your children and descendants should be like you. So we see clearly from all this, though, that Rav says it's a bracha to have the city, your place of work, that your sada is next to the city. But we said above that it's aser to have your sada there. It's really not aser. It's bad advice. It's not a bracha to have your field next to the city because everyone's going to give it an ayin hara. So the answer is, Amar lehu Rabbi Yochanan lo Amar hachi, Ela baruch atah ba'ir she beis hakisei samach l'shulchanecha aval beis hakneses lo. So we need to get to the answer just yet. It's not referring to the beis kneses being near the city. It's having a beis hakisei near the city. You have the bathroom far away from the city. That's not a fun thing. So the beis hakisei should be close to the city. But the beis hakisei, the beis hakneses, we're not concerned. We don't need it to be near the house. That's a strange thing. Why not? You want to walk miles to shul? Remember when I went to my wife once? We went to Phoenix for Shabbos. So they put us up somewhere. They said, don't worry, we're going to be somewhere close to the shul. And it was like a mile and a half walk to the shul. But once you go out of town, anything less than 2 miles is considered close to the shul. So, either way, so the Beis HaKnesses didn't have to be close to the shul. Why? So, B'yochan L'tamei, D'amar Schar Psios Yesh, because you get more Schar Mitzvah, the more you walk, it's Schar Psios, so we don't care, the Beis HaKnesses is far away. Then he says, what does it mean, baruch atah b'sadeh? That doesn't mean that your field is close to the city. What it means is, sheyei nechasecha mishuloshim. I'm not sure exactly how the drasha works, but it's supposed to be split in 3 ways. Shlish b'tvua, shlish b'zeisim, shlish b'gafanim. 3 should be grains, 3 should be olives, 3 should be grapes. The idea is that these are 3 that are chayv and shumas and maisim midaraisa. There's some connection of the bracha and shumas and maisos. That's how a person should split his field up. And it's not a kasha to what we said above. And further, baruch atah b'voyecha, baruch atah b'tesecha means a very nice bracha, shetzihei yitziyascha min ha'olam, kviyascha li'olam, that just like your exit from the world should be like your entrance into the world, which means what? Ma b'yascha li'olam b'lo chet, just like we enter into the world without chet, af yitziyascha min ha'olam haba, min ha'olam b'lo chet. So too our departure from this world should be b'lo chet. That's the bracha. Now the Rashash writes, I think it's here in the back of the Gemara, if I remember correctly, the Rashash, I think, says from here, you learn that Gilgulim, Gilgulim is not a concept, is not a true concept. Because if we truly have a Gilgulim, we come back into this world to fix a certain problem, so we are not coming to the world. It's not biyascha b'lochei. We have a chet. We have some baggage we're coming with. We're trying to fix it. The Rashash says there is no Gilgulim based on this Gemara here. So for that reason, many Hasidim don't learn the Rashash because it goes against Gilgulim. I think it's the Rashash here. But you look in the back. Right. The way they work differently, they're going to take on different diseases will affect this one versus
right.
that one.
To have one that
survives. Okay. Yeah. So I think some say it has to do with Trumas and Maestros. But either way, so fine. So anyway, the Gemara says after this whole discussion, Rav himself though Darshan this Sefer Baruch
Atah B'Sisra. Probably doesn't agree.
Okay. I mean, look at. So either way, from all this, we find that Rav did not darshan this pasuk that way. He darshan that Baruch Atah B'Sadecha means that your field should be close to the city. But we said above that a person's field should not be close to the city. So how do you reconcile this? So the Gemara says on the top of Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, Lo Kasha, Ha De Mahadilei Shuvir Ascha, Ha De Lo Mahadilei Shuvir Ascha. What does Shuvir Ascha mean, or Riska? Rashi says on the top here, Choma Rusekes Geder Shel Nitzarim. If there's a fence blocking it, so then you could have it close to the city. You have the best of both worlds. You have a situation where it's close to home, and no one can see inside. There's no Ayin Hara. Situation where it's an open field, then that's not a good age to have it next to the city. Gemara now quotes in pasuk here, "V'heisi Hashem mimcha kol choli." Hashem should remove all disease from a person. This is a pasuk that appears in the Devarim. So Amar Rav, what's kol choli refer to? So Amar Rav, zu ayin. It refers to the eye, and Rashi explains. You would think it means ayin, the eye, but Rashi says here, kol choli davar shekol hachalam tluyin bo v'zu ha'ayin ayin ra, an ayin hara. Ayin hara is the source of all of disease. So that's what means mikol choli. Rav latame, the Rav salik lebe kavre oven my David. So Rav would go according to Shita. He would go to the base klaros. He would do whatever he needed to do there. Rashi explains the oven oven my David. Yodei hayalul choshal kavars ulahavin al kol kever vekever beizem misemes. He knew to lie on each kever to really figure out what reason they died for. In mes bizmano in bein ra. He knew that he had such a koach. And the Gemara says further, Amar Tishim v'tisha bain rav echer b'derech eretz. Of every 100 people, 99 died because of ayin hara, and only one died because of natural causes. That's Rav Shita. That's what Mikol Choli means, ayin hara. So look at Tosin on the top here. Tishin v'tesh mesu b'ayin hara v'echad b'derech eretz. V'im tomer im kein b'nei Yosef shlosh shalta b'ayin ayin hara hayal hen l'chayos harbeh mikol shvatim. So Yosef should live longer because they are completely defended from any ayin hara. V'yesh lomer shemesu b'derech eretz Yosef me'acherim k'shir kodesh baruch haya rotze la'amison haya sholech lem chalam acherim. So not because they that live longer necessarily. Once a person's time is up b'derech eretz, so then there's Akash Baruch has many ways, many agents of taking a person's neshama away. Just because they're not affected by ayin hara doesn't mean they're going to live longer. They're going to just die in a different way. And that's all Shita's Rav. Then Shmuel says, Amar Zeha Ruach, it refers to Ruach, wind, or a lack of breath. So he says, Shmuel Latameh, Damar Shmuel, Kol Baruch, everyone dies from lack of air, lack of oxygen. Shmuel Ha'ika Haruge Malchus, what do you mean? People get beheaded all the time. So not because of lack of oxygen. Gemara says, no, Hanach Nami, Ilav Zika, Avdi Lein Seima, there too as well. If they weren't lacking oxygen, so then they could have fixed it somehow and fixed the wound. So it's really, the oxygen is really the source of all death. So then, again, Ilav Zika, had not been for the oxygen, lack of oxygen, Avdi Lehusama Vechai, they could have done some type of healing and fixed the guy. But they ran out of time because he was lacking oxygen. Yeah, what is it? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Hakol Baruach. It's just like wind?
I think a Ruach is more like, I don't know if it's something physical or something.
What do they say in the article there, in English? Anything on that? Nothing. Let's look at what Rashi says, the first narrow line down, he writes, Hakol Baruach, Hakol HaChalayim, the Tatzah is Misa, all types of outcomes of death, Al Nishivas HaRuach Bam, because of the blowing of wind. I understand that to mean oxygen, like inhaling it, but the Hakol Lefi Hashav HaAdam, Yesh Lecha Adam SheRuach Ploni Kashalo V'Sha Plonis. It seems to refer to maybe some type of wind, though. It does seem the air, so. Okay, not sure exactly what it means then. Okay, yeah. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina Amar Zutzina, refers to no, a kochol means cold, and this is very halach lamaisa actually. The Amar Rabbi Chanina, a kol bidei shemayim, chutz mitzinim pachim, everything's bidei shemayim, except for the cold air. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, tzinim pachim biderech ikesh, shomer nafshok yurchak mehem, a person should distance himself from cold. The cold air really causes me kochol. That's where everything comes from. So you could distance yourself, it's in your hand to stay away from cold air. there's very halachal ma'isa because it's a kol choli eitzel atzino. So everyone's considered a sick person with respect to cold weather. So let's say the your boiler goes out and the heat isn't working. So if the people who are very fragile in the house, young kids or elderly in the house, they're considered a cholim, even though they're not actually sick, but they're concerned they might get sick because they're fragile. You could actually have an akum. You could tell an akum to do work. You could to fix it because b'makom choli, amir akum is permitted even under deraisa when someone's an ill. Fine. Gemara now says, Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina amar zut tsoa, refers to tsoa, excrement of some sort, just in dirt. Damar mart tsoas hachotem v'tsoas ha'ozen ruban kashim yutun yafe. La lav dafka tsoa excrement, but even tsoa from the nose and from the mouth and from the ears, that too also, too much of that, too much is not good. And a little bit is actually good. Some of it's good. Some mucus is good for the body, but too much mucus, as we know, isn't good for the body. That's what he's referring to. And Rabbi Elazar amar zu mara. So Mara, Rashi says, Zumara, Shamrira Shabag Dola Venovas and Mispashet, that's Begidim Batsama. It's referring to what? Something bitter, I guess. They have a the gallbladder, right. That's what it is, right? The intestines and the different digestive things
bile.
That bile probably they say bile in that? Define it as bile?
Yeah, bile.
Yeah, okay. So the bile really is what causes all choli. So Gemara says, Tani Nam Yehachi, the Braisa says the same thing, like Rebbe Elazar, Machla Zumara, when called refer to a Machla, some type of a disease and sickness, it's referring to Mara, referring to the bile. So Lama Nikra Shema Machla, why is it called Machla? Shehi Machla Kol Guf HaShadam, it really destroys the person's entire body. Davar Acher, alternatively, Machla Sheshmonim Vishlosha Chalayim Tluin Bimara. The Gemara of Machla is 83, so there are 83 different types of sicknesses that can come about because of the bile. The kulan and all of them pass shachris bimelech v'kiton shemaim mivat losam. Everything's going to be protected from having a little bread and salt in the morning, along with a jug of water. It's an interesting line here. Rashi adds in here. See, Rashi says around 15 narrow lines down, kiton shemaim lemi shein lo yayin. Now, really, the preferable drink in the morning, a little schnapps. The wine is really the preferable drink. I'm not sure where he gets that from. The Gemara doesn't say that, but what?
Pitcher
wine. This is the custom that the tikkunim after Shabbos, after Shachris, rather, every single morning, have a little schnapps to get your day going.
According to Rabbi Wine, the reason why he used to drink so much wine in the times of Rashi is because there used to be a lot of pestilence, and the wine, the water was contaminated.
Right.
And the wine didn't take any bacteria.
So then also they were.
Maybe that's why, if you take wine.
Rashi was also a winemaker, so he pushes the business a little bit. No, not the show. Agenda. Fine. Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Yigimel Dvarim Nemru B'Pas Shachris. There are 13 things said about having bread in the morning. And Rabina says that when he got sick a number of years ago, it was because he was told he didn't have any breakfast. And now after getting better, he's machbit to always have breakfast now.
Pass.
So I'm not loved after breakfast, but I personally don't have breakfast. So once in his office a couple years ago, he offered me breakfast. I refused to take any breakfast. I don't eat breakfast. He says that he quoted this Gemara here and he says the reason why he got sick was because he didn't have breakfast. So hopefully I won't get sick. But either way, there's an inyan of having bread in the morning. It's matzelas min ha'chama, it says. It protects from heat, from overheating. Min ha'tina protects from getting too cold. Min ha'zikin, min ha'mazikin, different types of dangerous ruchos. U'machkimas pesi, it makes a person wiser. He has a yishev das. V'zocha bedin, he's going to be zocha in a court case with a chaver. L'lomo Torah is going to make a clear mind for learning. L'lamay, to teach as well. V'dvar m'nishmam, it's going to make him more confident and strong to have his position accepted. The Talmud the Miskayim Biyadah is going to remember what he learns as well. Vein Bisaro Mala Hevel, as meat's not going to have a sweat or a bad smell to it. Veniskak Leishto, Vein Masavel Isha Acheres, is going to give him strength to be interested in his wife and not any other women. Vehoreges Akina Shebibnei Meim, and also cleans out the system of any bugs or bacteria that might be in the body. Veishomim and others say Af Motzi Es Akina, it also removes any jealousy from the body. Umachnes Es Ahava, and it brings in tremendous amount of love. So if one doesn't have breakfast, this is a good reason to start having breakfast now. Okay, fine. Gemara says, Amar le Rabba le Rava bar Meri. Menaha Milsa, how do you know, Damri Inche, that which people say, Shisin rehite rahot v'lamata lagava de matzrich karcha. So that a person who, 60 people running after another person who, and they can't catch up to the one who ate bread in the morning, what's the basis for this? So, Amri Rabbanan, Hashkin v'achal b'kaitz mipnei achama, u'b'chorv mipnei atzina. So they say, the Rabbanan say that a person should wake up early to eat breakfast early in the morning in the summer before it gets too hot out, and you need some strength. And in the cold, the weather, eat in the morning before you're affected by the cold weather. So the Gemara says, Amr Leis, so where do you know this from? Dichsir, the Patek says, lo yiravu, lo yitzmav, lo yikam shar v'shemesh. So it says, don't get hungry and don't get thirsty. So this way you'll avoid from getting hit from the heavy amount of heat and sun. So likam shar v'shemesh, kevan de lo yarvu lo yitzamu. So a person shouldn't get hit, impacted by the sun and heat because he wasn't starving, wasn't thirsty. What does that mean? So that's how to read it, because the reason why he's not being affected by the heat and the sun is because since he wasn't starving, wasn't thirsty, meaning he did eat and he did drink, he's going to be protected from the elements. There's interesting Tosus here. Tosus writes, third Tosus on the page here, Shisin Ruhita Raot, 60 people chasing after one person, can't catch up if that one person had breakfast. So what do they say? The breakfast of the champions is Wheaties, right? So they say, Yesh Mefarshim Dinakit Shisin Lefishim Mecharef Shishim. The reason why they chose 60 is because 60 days is the winter season, 60 days. That's why 60 was chosen. It's the summer's also, Kedamar Leil, 60 days. Upas Shacharis, Matzalas, Minachama, Minatzila, Tzina. It protects from the heat, the 60 days of the heat, and the 60 days of the cold. That's Pshat and Tosis. But then he writes, Inami, alternatively, Kain Derech Leminka, Bechal Malkum, Shisin. Shisin is just always just like the arbitrary number. You choose like 10 million. So 60 is like that random number that we always choose. That's, you find all over 60, just that. That's the random number. There's no real connection to anything else beyond that. Gemara now says, Amr le at amrisli mehasim v'ana minilcha behacha. You said from there, that pasuk supports the idea that you're supposed to eat and drink and gives you strength. And I'm going to bring a pasuk from here. Ba'avartim es Hashem alkeichem, u'berachas, you're supposed to serve Hashem, u'berachas lachamecha in the bracha from your bread, v'esmei mecha from the water. So what does that mean? Ba'avartim es Hashem alkeichem, you serve Hashem, zu kriyashma v'tfila, serving Hashem is davening. U'berachas lachamecha v'esmei mecha, zu pas b'melach v'kiton shamayim. That means eating bread and drinking water. Mikan ve'elach, after that point, the rest of the pasuk says, Vasirosi michal machla mikirbecha. So from eating bread and drinking water, by having good breakfast, that's going to prevent any machla from entering into your body. Yeah, for sure, yeah. So that's the first. First say Shema and Tefillah, then only after eat, and then you'll be protected from any disease. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar Rav Yehuda l'Rav Ada mishocha. So was, who is he? Lo tizalza b'mishichasa. He was he measured things, whatever that job is. So he says, don't disgrace, don't belittle any measuring. The chalpur de pur to any small amount of bread, even a parcel of land rather, chazi le kurchama rishka, can be used for a tremendous amount. What does that mean? Karkucha kurchama rishka. So Rashi says here, was it Rashi here? So Rashi zilzabem, but. Is there Rashi on that? Oh, here we go. Ah, gotcha. So, Kruchama Rishka. So, Karcho Mishal Gan Shekorin Krug or Reintil Vahu Mishumach Shebekorchman. You can make a beautiful garden on a small piece of land. So, that is significant, even though it seems very, you know, like nothing. Quantitatively, it's nothing, but you could qualitatively make it into something very, very beautiful. So, every amount, every inch really makes a difference. So, Amar Le Rav Yehuda, Rav Ada Mishucha. So, he said to Rav Ada, who was this measurer, Dalad Amos da nigra zilzubehen da nara lo timshicha klau. The four amos that's around in a nigra. So Rashi says a nigra is amos hamayim, a little canal, a small canal of water, a little stream, let's say. Shimshichu, Rashi explains minanar hagadol, that really breaks off the large river. So it's a little stream now. El Sados now goes off to the various fields. Al pnei abika kula, to the that area of all the fields. We have a stream that's an offshoot from the major river. Umanich and bali kol sader. And everyone leaves the stream. Bisada milizroas agfa rochav arba amos shelo tiskalchos svasa. They don't want to ruin the banks of that stream to have it collapse. So everybody stays away from it, and no one plants close to the stream. Umodzino some kulam biyachad umetzayinino some shelo yicharshim nasimin vilchutz. They made a little marker from these four amos, these 6 feet or so. It's off limits. They make a line here. Strength, right, and you should, right, exactly. You wanted the stream to stay. You don't want it to collapse at all. So that's what they would do. So he says, don't be, so he says, Dal Amos, a person can mizalzel. Meaning Rashi says, Zalzel behem, al tidaktik behem, larchivam. Don't be so exact to make them wider, meaning only do 4 amos, don't do more than 4 amos. 4 amos is enough. We don't want to start dipping into the fields of the people who are planting. When it comes to the river, though, again, dahanara lo timshechenaklal, don't measure them at all. Rashi explained, lo timshechenaklal ela beomer hadas tinichenu. Just look at it, observe around where it needs, what type of spacing it needs. So Rashi explained, kedei shehe nikarm leinayim shein shlemos v'rachavos. You want it to look very wide and complete. So I'm not sure why by the river, the Gemara is going to explain in just a second. By the rivers, you don't measure at all, and when it comes to the again, the Amasamayim, a person shouldn't dip into the fields any further. Okay. So Gemara explains now, Rav Yehuda Latame, why? Damar Rav Yehuda, Arba Amos Da Nigra, Livnea Nigra, Da Anhara Dechuyama. The 4 amos that go around the stream is really the entire Bali Sada. It's really personal by the Shutfim, the partners who are around that stream. But the river, that's impacting everyone along the river. It could be towns and cities across the river that go the miles and miles. Everyone really has ownership of this. So Rashi explains, Livnea Nigra, those who surround the stream, Eina Mazik Ela Yechidim, you're only affecting different individuals, V'yesh B'yadon Limchal, and they could be Mochel, so if you agree to whatever shear they do, you're allowed to measure that. But to go ahead and start measuring the river, which is owned by everybody, who's going to be Mochel, so therefore better to not go near the, don't touch the river, because you might be affecting and stealing some property, and the rivers from the people down the stream, down the river.
He's saying that the amas has to be 4 and the river more than 4, at least 4, or is saying that one can be anything and then the river has to be?
I think 4 amos is the shear. That's what it's supposed to be. That gives enough
right.
strength. And
So he's saying that, that if it's a private that's between 2 fields,
so then
you could
that,
do less. You could agree to less.
Right. I mean, you should go ahead and measure it. And you could be off a little bit because they'll be mocha. They don't really
right.
care.
But it has to be at least 4.
Right. When it comes to the river, though, he says, don't get involved in that because you're now starting to play around with other people who won't be mocha on it. Fine. Should we go weiter? Let's see. Go a little bit more, I guess. Gemara says, Machriz Rabbi Ami Mole Kasve Negde Betray Avri Dinara Kutso. So Rabbi Ami made an announcement if the people Mole Kasve, people were carrying things, we're across the river, so you should cut down so there's a little path for them to travel around the river on each side. Cut down the trees so those who are schlepping the boats and stuff have room to walk along the riverbanks. So Rav Nosson Bar Hoshaya cuts Shitsha Amasa. He cut down 16 amos of the property. And Asra Leo B'nei Mashuna Defnu Hu Savar Kirshus Arabim V'lohi. So let's go to Rashi here just for a second here. So Rashi explains here, Mali Kasve Negdi Betray Avri Nara Kutsu Hamotzi Yar O Ilanos Natun Al Svasanar. Person finds a tree, a forest along the riverbanks. Yoket Barocha Mali Kasve, you're allowed to cut the width of a person's body that he carries something. Moshe Chevel Asfinim. For those who are dragging the river, rather the boat along the river, they can walk along the banks and tug the boat. They walk in an angle. So long as you need them to walk, both sides of the river, you're allowed to cut down those trees. Sometimes you have to pull from one side, others the other side of the river. So now the Gemara says that that the Rebbe Nosson had cut down 16 amos, Rashi says, cut shitzer amos akarocha of derech rishis rabim. He did 16 amos wide. We really only need around 2 amos for a person's body. Why 16 amos? So what's going on here? So the Gemara says now, again, Rav Nosson bar Hoshaya cut shitzer amsa. Also, Eliyahu b'nei Mashuna, the people from that city there and from that forest, dafnuhu, they started hitting him. Rashi says, how cool, they started whipping him for doing this.
Because they were the owners of the city.
Yeah, this is Savar Karishas Rabim. He thought he had to make it as wide so a whole public 600,000 people could walk through. Below, it's not true. Hasam bein kuli hai. Hacham isham am secha dashilyan hu kamali kasvei nagdi. Isagi. When it comes to Shisha Rabbi, we need 16 amos so people can walk, so hundreds of people can walk through the city streets. But here, for the riverbanks, I don't need 16 amos. I don't need a Shisha Rabbi. I need one person who's able to walk and pull and tug the boat. Why do you cut so much of these trees down? Okay, maybe we'll stop here. And tomorrow we'll pick up. There's another story here about the Rabbi Barahuna, who also cut down some of the trees here. Yeah? I did that right here. Hacha here, Mishum Amtucha Ashilyan Hudu. That's for the purpose of pulling the boats. Then Kamali Kasri Nagdi Sagi. The width of a person's shoulders is enough space that you need. Should we go further or? Let's see. All right, well, we'll stop here, I guess. Okay. We have a wonderful day. Ricky, welcome back.
Thank you. So how are you? Good.
Thank God.
Miss you. Some quiet days here. Some quiet days. Harry's been out for a while.
Harry was here tomorrow. Was here this morning.
You know, his wife is sick. I don't know exactly.
Oh, really?
So he's, I assume he's home attending to her.
It's 3 weeks already.
Yeah.
What does she have, you know?
I know, she was in the hospital for a few weeks. I didn't ask what.
You know Ravina Sachiva?
Yeah, I just saw that email just the other day, yeah.
Gitti's mother is in Shiva. You know Rav Schoenfeld from Kigarni?
Yeah.
So his wife passed away. That's Gitti's aunt.
Oh, I know that. Oh.
Yeah, it's Gitti's mother's sister. So she's coming tomorrow. She's supposed to stay for a week. Mm-hmm. Fabian. Wife. Second wife. And wife was his wife, Gitti's mother's sister. So, mother's in Shiva. She was absolutely perfect. She was unbelievably great. She got pneumonia, and that's it.
Pneumonia.
Great, because she was. I mean, she came to Darren's wedding. My mother-in-law celebrated her 95th birthday. She got out. She spoke like, she looked like she was, you know, unbelievable.
You heard about Robbie Schoenfeld?
Yeah, that's great. I was. I had by me, Yitzi Meyer's daughter because she spent the whole, because, you know, she couldn't come back for the Levi. She didn't make it in time. So his daughter is the best friend of one of Schoenfeld's daughter. So she was a crush, so she came for him. And he asked me if she needs a place to go for Shabbos. She was an ointment for, I don't know, like 30 hours or something.
I'm
going to
have
to have it happen. Yeah, because it happened. I don't know how it happened, but Ravina told me that it was crazy.
Young, very.
And you know that he was Rabbetzin Bina's sister's mechuta. Meaning, I think his son is married to Rabbetzin Bina's sister's daughter. So, like, in 1 week, it was like crazy.
I've never met him. I've met him a couple of times.
I saw him once, now 2 months ago, because he came.
I think he must have davened at the Lulich school, actually, right? Peter Lulich was down there. He did a Levaya. But when I made the Siyam at the Shabbos, I got a call from him. I never spoke to him. He offered to sponsor the Siyam. So we're already covered, but he didn't know me, though. He knew my name.
Wow. All right.
Thanks for
joining. Thank you.